Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God. Did you know there's a kingdom? Did you know that there's a king? Did you know there is a king and his name is Jesus? You ever heard the scripture say, ride on King Jesus? He's the king. He's Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's wearing a crown, crown of righteousness. There is a king. Our God is a king. Jesus is the king. And he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there is a kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. There's more to life than just eating, drinking, and waiting to die. There's more than life than what you see. There's another kingdom out there. There's another dimension. There's a kingdom. And it's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What could you imagine the kingdom of God to be like? Where the Lord is, there's glory. He's surrounded in glory. He's surrounded in glory. He's surrounded by worship. The angels sing around his throne. They never stop. They say, holy is the Lamb that was slain. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. You know, the Bible says, for in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Why? Because his presence is what? The kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, there's joy. And whatever you got right now, you need to get up to the kingdom. We need to go up to the kingdom of God tonight. We need to take a trip tonight to the kingdom of God. Somebody say, I'm ready to get up to the kingdom. For the Bible says, my God shall supply some of my needs. The Bible says, my God shall supply the need that is most crucial at the moment. But the Bible says, my God shall supply all. I'm getting my faith ready to receive that, church. I have more confidence in his word than my faith. My God shall supply all of my needs according to what's available around me. According to what I got in the bank. According to how much my friends can help me out. According to how good the economy's going. According to how many contracts I've got. According to how many people are coming to church. My God's going to supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. God's getting ready to bless me heavenly style. God's going to bless me according to his riches, not according to my need. Woo, I'm ready to grab a hold of that. I'm ready to grab a hold of that. So we know that the presence of God, according to his riches in glory, there are riches in glory. And God supplies our need according to his riches in glory. When we go to the place where the glory of God is manifest, needs are met. We're going to travel up the mountain. We're going to get up real high. We're going to climb real high until we get into the clouds. I'm ready to climb the mountain until I get up into a cloud someplace. The cloud of glory. I'm going to climb up the mountain of sacrifice and worship and praise and get up real high into the clouds to the place where God meets the need. I'm going to get into the kingdom of God. Now, there's several things if you want to have kingdom life that you need to get in your belt. One, righteousness. Walk in righteousness. You're not going to have effective kingdom life manifest over you. The promises of kingdom life, that the kingdom's not going to do anything for you. You're not going to be able to survive in the kingdom of God until you are completely balanced. Everybody's talking about stability and balance. You got to be balanced now. Don't go off the deep end. You got to be balanced. Let me tell you how you get balanced. These three things are what you balance yourself in. Righteousness, doing the right thing. You know there are two kinds of righteousness. There's a righteousness with God that we get automatically because of Jesus Christ. But then there's a righteousness that we have toward one another. You know, you're led by the Spirit of God, you're going to do the right thing at all times. You're going to walk with integrity. And you're going to walk with honor.
Righteousness.
So you've got to have righteousness in the kingdom of God. Another thing that must be there, peace, that passes all understanding. Many people want to receive kingdom benefits with just one of these things, with just one of these little ingredients, and they find why the kingdom is falling apart all around them. They got all the righteousness. They do all the things right. They know all about the righteousness of God, but yet things don't come together. There's more. And there are a lot of people that just get joy in the Holy Ghost, and they think everything's okay. They don't have any degree of righteousness, no degree of integrity. All they know is the joy of the Holy Ghost, and they'll rip you off, but they know how to get drunk. That's not going to give you kingdom life. You got to have balance. Righteousness, peace, and joy. See, now you got your joy, and then what about your righteousness? That's not the kingdom all in and of itself. That's not the complete kingdom. I'm a part of the kingdom. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? But the kingdom of God is righteousness, and it doesn't stop there. And there are a whole lot of people that all they tell you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to do this. You learn all the rules, and they think that's how you get into the kingdom of God. I'm a Christian. No, that's one element, but there's more. You've got to have righteousness, and you've got to be able to walk in peace. You're not going to experience kingdom blessing and the benefits of the kingdom lifestyle until you learn to live in righteousness and walk in peace with all men. That means not let the devil get to you, not get all stressed out and wigged out. You're going to develop some kind of faith that no matter what happens, you've got supernatural peace. All of these things are important, and don't put one above the other. Balance them out. I'd say get extreme with all of them. Balance them out. Be extreme in your righteousness. Say, God, what is the right thing that I have to do? What would Jesus do? You know that little thing? Somebody say, what would Jesus do? Walk in that. When you start to walk like that, I don't care if it sounds elementary to you whatsoever. You start to walk at that, the kingdom of God's going to start to manifest around your life. I want to be righteous. I want to walk just like Jesus. He is my righteousness. He's our righteousness. Christ Jesus is our righteousness. That's why we're imitators of him. And as we imitate Jesus, we'll start to live and walk out righteousness. But it doesn't just stop there. When you start to walk in righteousness, every once in a while, you're going to get some persecution. You're going to be tested and tried. The devil's going to try to work you over. What are you going to do when the devil tries to work you over? Well, of course you're going to stay righteous. That's what he's mad about. That somebody decided to be righteous. That's what he's going to mess with you. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And while you're waiting for your deliverance, because it is coming, amen? It is coming. You got to have the peace that passes all understanding, the peace of God. We learned about patience and faith. Well, patience and faith go together when you got peace. You're not going to be patient with anything you don't have a peace about. Say, I got a peace, and I got a piece of the promise. I got a piece of the promise. So if you want to have kingdom life, stay in righteousness. Don't leave righteousness, but also stay in peace when the devil's trying to lie at you. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get strung out. I'm going to rest. I'm not concerned about tomorrow. I know that everything's going to be okay. The devil is a liar. He can't pull off the things he said he's going to do. He's a liar. The devil's a liar. I've been sick before. I'm well now. He couldn't do it. I've got a peace about it. God can't move on your stuff until you give it peace. The storm may be raging and the sea is tossed to and fro. And people are crying out to Jesus, help me, help me, I'm about to sink. God can't calm your raging storm until he calms your raging heart. Notice that when the storm was raging, Jesus told them, be still and fear not. Before he talked to the storm or the waves on the sea, he talked to them. Before God can talk to your situation, before God can talk to your problem that's going around on you and your circumstance, he's going to have to talk to you. And after he talks to you, he'll talk to you to the bit you start to repeat what he says to your heart. He'll speak to your heart and your heart will talk to the situation. God will talk to you first. Before God can calm the war and the battle, he's got to calm you down on the inside. Peace. Our power comes out of peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace. We're going to master righteousness. And we're going to master the peace of God. How many need peace? And this is the one that everybody likes. And I like this one too. And we're just going to leave it on this one. And joy in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to experience the fullness of the kingdom of God. Miracles are not going to start to take place in your life on a dimension that God wants them to take place until you master all three of these things: righteousness, supernatural Holy Ghost peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness. Say, I'm the righteousness of Christ Jesus. I can do the right thing because he's washed me in his blood. I'm accepted. So you can trust me. I'll do the right thing. I've got the Holy Ghost, which causes me to walk in his statutes. I can trust Christ in me to do the right thing. Righteousness. Don't let the devil work you over stuff. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And there's something about you say, don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. I've got the peace of God. And if you want to keep peace, there's only one way you can keep peace, church. Joy in the Holy Ghost. How do you keep your peace? How do you hold out? How do you strength? You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You want to keep your peace. The devil wants to steal your peace. It takes some strength to keep peace. You got to be strong to hold your peace. I mean, some people come your way, want to make you get at them. I mean, they'll make you want to go at them. You got to be strong in the Lord to hold your peace. I'm just going to have to laugh this thing off. I would go off, amen, but I'm going to get some Holy Ghost strength right here. The devil's trying to make me quit, trying to make me give up, trying to steal my peace from me. And when you feel your peace just about ready to leave, you know your peace will get there. I mean, you get so weak and you got a peace about something. I'm believing this thing to happen and all of a sudden you get tempted in it. What happens when you feel like you're about to lose your peace? Holding on to peace in your own strength. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Joy will protect your peace. They hang out together. They fight together. It's the three musketeers of the kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those boys work together. They don't fight alone. They don't fight alone. They can't win alone. They'll give out. They hang out together. I'm just don't got joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm also righteousness of Christ Jesus. And I'm just not laughing about it. When I sober up, I'll have peace. They are all there. I've got the triplets on the inside of me. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then when all come together, you got kingdom life. Kingdom life makes you walk like a king. You're going to say, I'm a happy king. I'm a peaceful king. Amen. I'm a righteous king. So this word goes out to everybody tonight. Some of you people might be mastering in just one and wonder why your stuff's not happening. Pick them all up. Pick them up, practice them all. If you're not walking right, you might be able to get drunk in church and have a Holy Ghost fit. But as soon as you leave church, you act like the devil. You got to remember that you're the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Walk just as much as you get drunk in the Holy Ghost, stay drunk in righteousness. I'm so drunk when I get drunk, I just don't fall all over the place, but I like to do that. But it causes me to do the right thing. I'm off in extremes. People got mad when you got off in the extreme of the Holy Ghost. When they found that you were off in that laughing group, they thought you went off the deep end. Say, they are on a new kick over at Nations Church. Righteousness and peace. Have a piece of peace. Have a piece of peace. Have a piece of peace. God will do the right thing to the righteous. And joy. Unspeakable and joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And the glory is what? The kingdom of God, where the needs are met. Righteousness, peace, and joy, unspeakable, full of glory. You get full of joy, you'll be full of glory. You get full of joy, you'll get full of glory. And when you get full of glory, you get full of God. He abides in glory. All the glory belongs to God. The glory and God are connected together. They can't be separated. He hangs around the glory. Where the light is, there he is. The glory of God. And wherever God shows up, he shows up good. For God is good, and his mercy endures forever. You can't stop God from being himself. It's so easy. He does it all for us. He said, I want you to be righteous. And he says, you don't have to do that in your own strength. You're the righteousness of Christ Jesus. He does that for you. Then he says, to have peace. And he says, my peace I give to you. He said, notice that I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Notice that I've given you the keys to the kingdom. What the notches on that key is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Unlock the door. Unlock the door with the keys to the kingdom. Why do people get drunk in the Holy Ghost? Did you know people can get drunk in the Holy Ghost? Why do people get drunk in the Holy Ghost? You know what happens? The higher you go, the dizzier you get. The higher you go, the dizzier you'll get. Think about it. You lose air supply. I mean, there you can go up so high to where the human body just can't survive. They got to have an oxygen mask. So every once in a while, the man on the inside, the spiritual man on the inside, says, I need to short circuit something. I need to cut this flesh out. When people start to get drunk, it's the spirit decides to go up higher where the flesh can't hide. See, when they get drunk in the Holy, you see them staggering around. It means that the inner man, the spirit, is at a higher dimension where the flesh can't hang. It's trying to hang. It tries to say something. It just can't get it up. I can't talk in that level. Flesh can't function in glory. See, you got to understand this. When the flesh is drunk in the Holy Ghost, the spirit is in control. See, you might think that you might be laughing in the Holy Ghost rolling on the floor, but on the inside, see, that dimension that you are right now, that kingdom of life, that's where the spirit gets in control. Say, now I can run some things here. Now I can see things from a better perspective. Now I'm in charge. The Bible says, for when I am weak, that's when I'm strong. Somebody, when the flesh is weak, that's when the spirit is strong. You can get a big boy drunk and whoop him. You can get a big boy drunk and whip him unless he's got a devil. Because I've seen some people been drunk as skunks and fighting. Well, that's not them. That's the devil. Amen. I mean, you can whip a big boy drunk because he's weak. Pray don't sober up. Well, you know, many of the things you deal with, do you know something? Many of the things that you're dealing with right now is not the result necessarily of the devil in and of himself. It's your own flesh in control that's messing your stuff up. The devil has lost power over you. He can't do anything to you that your flesh doesn't agree with. Your flesh and the devil get in agreement with one another and start confessing together and start believing together, they get that chain. They get that chain faith going. You know, I think I feel bad. And flesh says, well, I agree with you, devil. I think you look bad. Things will get bad. And the flesh says, well, I agree with you. I think things are like that. Well, you got to break that agreement up. You got to break that agreement up. The flesh is not going to agree with God. It can't. It can't. Some of you got some strong flesh. Some of the flesh is strong in us, and we need to get to the point where we put that thing under and get God over it. I'm going to intoxicate it and take it down. Do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Master them all. Isaiah chapter 12. Let's just go on to 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and be not afraid. That's peace, isn't it? For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Because I've got peace. And because I'm not afraid. And because God is my salvation. Therefore, with joy. Why are you drunk in the Holy Ghost? Why do you got joy? Because I've got God as my salvation. This psalmist said, listen, I've got supernatural joy, and I'm going off in the Holy Ghost, and I have fits just because I'm saved. Why are you acting like that? Because I'm saved. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Case closed. Well, you'll forget that. See, you'll hang that up. See, you'll hear these promises, and you'll forget it. You can't hold on to that in faith sometimes. The devil will try to steal it from you. Therefore, with joy, are you catching this? Therefore, say therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Notice that God was already their salvation, but they weren't drawing from it. So you can have it already, but not know how to draw it up. I want to let you know that God is the well, that there's a well deep down on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. God has already met your need. He's already made a way. You just got to find a way to draw out the miracle that God has already done. For the kingdom of God is not afar off. It's not way out there that you need to go over here or go over there. Listen to that prophet. Listen to this prophet. For the kingdom of God is already on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is already on the inside of you. For the kingdom of God is in you. There's a song we used to sing. We believe that the kingdom of God is here. We believe that the kingdom of God is here. Where? Within you. Within you. What does that mean? If it says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's, guess what? Righteousness is already on the inside of you. Guess what? Your peace is already inside of you. Guess what? The joy that you want, it's already in you. You just got to draw it out. My God will supply all of my need according to his riches and glory, and his glory is the kingdom of God. My need is already supplied within me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and be not afraid. For Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, don't stop there. Look at somebody and say, don't stop there. Don't just stop at confession. Don't just stop. Yes, don't just stop at confession. Many people just stop at confession. Don't just stop there. Draw it out. So you say, I'm going to draw it out. You need to go make a withdrawal. I mean, you might have $1 million in the bank. And if you got $1 million in the bank, you need a pair of shoes. Guess what? You can't go to the mall and say, I want them pair of shoes. I got $1 million in the bank. That ain't going to do you no good.
That's right.
I mean, you can go over to this IHOP restaurant over there and say, I got $20 at the house. Go and feed me. They might believe you. I mean, they might believe you. I'm going to go fill my car up with gas. And when I go up to the counter and say, oh, don't worry about it. I got 100 stuck up under my mattress. Yeah. Well, see, many people are like that with their salvation. Make the withdrawal. See, that's what happens to people when they say, I have joy. Yeah, you got it. Draw it out and use it. I've got peace. Yeah, you do. Draw it out and use it. I'm going to get me a withdrawal slip. You've got it. I'm here to tell you tonight, you've got it. God said the kingdom of God is not far off. It's inside of you. All you've got to do is draw it out. Draw it out. Draw it out. And he said, only thing with his, you can't go to the bank of God with a sad face, complaining and moping and groping. He said, therefore, with joy, God said it. You're not going to bring anything about of the Spirit like that. You got to get glad about it. Amen. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say for rejoice. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Pull it out with joy. Get it out with joy. Don't you get it out crying and complaining and begging and trying to act spiritual. Pull it out with joy. Therefore, with joy will I draw from. Somebody say, with joy. Say it again. With joy. And we all know that joy is just joy. Joy is joy. People get offended when people get a lot of joy. Will ye draw water? So you get into joy, then you start to draw the water. See, it doesn't just start. See, that's where people get on. People just stop there in joy. Water means you live by water, right? Water gives nourishment. You'll die without water. See, there are a lot of people that just stop at joy. They just start laughing in the Holy Ghost and it just stops right there. Well, you're drawing, but draw out water. Water. Joy and water are two different things. That's where people miss it. Joy and water are two different things. You can't live on joy. You can live on water. But you can't get water unless you draw it with joy. Pass the bucket. So what does that mean? Keep laughing until you get life. People didn't understand it. What do? You just, somebody said, well, laugh. Well, even if, laugh in the flesh. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. Didn't say rejoice in the Lord when you feel spirit. Said pray always, pray continually. Didn't the Bible say pray continually? Well, rejoice in the Lord always means rejoice continually, right? Well, how many of you pray when you feel the Spirit? I didn't feel the anointing, so I didn't pray. Let's say grace. Don't you dare say grace right now. You'll be in the flesh. There's no anointing for grace right now. See how ignorant people can be? Same thing with joy. There was nothing happening. Just laughing in the flesh. They're going to go straight to hell for that. See, said rejoice, said pray continually, right? So when you pray, how do you, everybody just say a quick prayer real quick. Pray real quick. Did you wait for the Spirit before you started to pray? See how the devil's stolen from you? See how the devil's stolen from the church with religion? See how the devil's kept the kingdom from the body of Christ? You know, he'll give him half of it. And you know that word peace is really shalom. He'll get over on people and not let people know everything that they got to have and everything they got to do. You can laugh whenever you want to. Actually, you should laugh even when you don't want to. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. It said, laughter doeth good like a medicine. Now, don't you take that medicine unless the anointing's moving. Don't heal your bones unless the Spirit's moving. Don't you dare do that in church. Don't you dare. Don't you dare get happy in church. You know when you smile, it brings healing? Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Laughter and happiness and smiles, it's a good thing. It's healthy. It brings healing. It's of God. Get all of it you want. Don't let the devil steal it from you anymore. Don't let him steal from you anymore. Live. 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 I believe that laughter and joy in the Holy Ghost will restore your mind. The Holy Ghost said, do you know in the last day I'll start to heal the mind of man to where they're only using how much of the brain capacity are we using? Like 10%? If that 10% of our brain, 10% of our brain, that's messed up. That means it's broken. That's a curse. That's a curse. Jesus can heal it. So just laugh. Just laugh. Just laugh. Laugh in the flesh. Laugh. The Bible told you to laugh. Everybody laugh. Laugh right now. Laugh. 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 Just laugh in the flesh. What are you doing? You're drawing from the well. 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 You start laughing, you're going to grab a blessing. You know what it's like, people that don't walk in joy? It's like somebody thirsty. This is what saints look like sometimes. They stand at a well with a bucket and they say, I'm so thirsty. I just want some water. Lord, please come and quench my thirst. I don't think I'm going to make it another day. Things are just terrible. I just feel like I'm drying up and I'm ready to just give up. With the bucket in their hand, nothing good ever happens to me. Why won't things get better? Get the bucket. Put it in the well. And draw it up. It's good for you. It'll do you good. It'll do you good. You know there are certain devils won't get off your back until you laugh. Certain devils won't leave your house until you laugh. Because they love weaklings. They love people that are weak. They love people that are weak. And the joy of the Lord is their strength. Get strong. Some people tried to make you weak. They love to see you weak. Look at them. They just feel they're at the end. They're about to give up. Look at them. All helpless. They can't make it without me. They can't do that. Look at them. I dare you to get strong tonight. I dare you to build yourself up in the most holy faith, laughing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to laugh myself out of this. Oh, when you're weak. But we can get this way. When you see people ready to slip, people are slipping, almost backsliding, and you should look at them and say, oh, they should have just laughed. All they had to do was laugh. They were so weak and let the devil take them. They were just so weak and the devil stole them. The devil just got them. And all they had to do is just laugh. All they had to do is laugh. All they had to do is laugh. Notice that right before a person backslides, they get all mad and disgruntled and upset where they can't laugh and they lose their joy. First thing to go before people lose their life is their joy. Notice it. They get mad. They backslide. Oh, you're about to slip away. Please laugh. Laugh. Ooh, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it all. Laugh. Hold on to it. Hold on. Hold on. You can laugh yourself out of that. You can laugh yourself out of that mess. See, I mean, you've been praying your way out. Praying over the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing. Laugh your way out of it. You didn't say enough. God heard it the first time you asked him. Amen. Keep on knocking. Ring the other doorbell. Ha, 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 it's me. Let me in. Here, Jesus, I'm here. There's a party going on in heaven. See, this is what you need to know. They're not crying in heaven. They already know they won the war. They're rejoicing. Whenever some backslider turns around and repents, it said all of heaven rejoices. Did you know that? They are drunk in heaven. They are intoxicated on the Spirit of God. And they want other people to come to the party. And many people want to knock on the door and say, let me in. please let me in. It's terrible. Not that one. It's like Club 57. There was a club called Club 57 and Studio 57 in New York. They looked at you before they let you in the door. And I believe heaven does that sometime. The kingdom of God. They look at you. Oh, this one's got joy. Come on in. Somebody say, let me in. With joy. That's why we laugh. That's why we laugh. Do you want something good to happen to you? What's your niece's name?
Delilah.
Delilah. What a name. Do you need something wonderful to happen? How about something horrible then? Huh? Your grandpa's got a church? Your granddaddy's got a church? Pentecostal preacher. Whoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it'll do you good if you laugh tonight. You're doing a really good job at it. You're doing a really good job at you. You are a precious person. Precious person. Stanford, the first time I saw joy and laughter, I went to a Hagen meeting in Washington, D.C., and I took my mother and my sisters. That's good. And there were people there that needed to be healed. And it had the whole front section full of people that needed to be healed. And Brother Hagen taught this message on the joy of the Lord. And my mom was there. My sister was there. And we said, oh, we're really going to see something great. We were waiting for the organ to start and him to act like Catherine Coleman. This was we were just waiting for that religious service, amen, and the people to get up. And I was ready for him to say, arise and walk. And then we were all going to stand and go, oh, thank you, Jesus. We were all going to sing, hallelujah. Brother Hagin said, stand up and laugh at the devil. And he wasn't nice about it. I said, this man is nuts. I said, this is a cult. He said, laugh. He was walking up to people in their face. I said, laugh, didn't I? Laugh. And I said, well, when are you going to pray for the people? I was sitting there talking to my mother. I said, when are you going to pray for all these people? She got us laughing, so they have to pray for those people because you know they're going to get healed. We all going to start laughing. He's going to sneak out the side door. Uh-huh. And my mom was dumb enough to believe anything. She going, mm-hmm. And I was running my mouth until he yelled out, laugh. And I went, all in the flesh. Whole thing in the flesh. All of a sudden, people started to get up out of wheelchairs. Do you know people started to get healed? They just got up. They just got strength. You'll receive strength in your muscles, amen, by laughing in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I'm going to laugh it back on. Practice laughter. Practice laughter. Practice laughter. Practice laughter. Practice laughter. Ha, 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 ha. We can laugh for 5 minutes. Laugh until you get the water. Laugh until you get water. Laugh until you get water. Think of the last thing the devil tried to do to you. Think about how mad that devil is that thought he had you. If you can't laugh, just smile. If you can't laugh, just smile. That don't make no sense, does it? I'm not going to go to no more Wednesday night service. Just laugh. Huh? Yes, it is. Take your medicine. Ha 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 ha. What is wrong with you people? Nobody's happy in this world. Absolutely nothing. That's what's so funny. Everything's right. We're the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to walk in faith with joy. I'm just going to enjoy myself. Remember when Jesus said, I delight? He said, I delight to do thy will. And joy can be interchanged with delight. Delight. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. Somebody say, delight. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You want the desires of your heart? Well, just delight yourself in the Lord. I think that's wonderful, isn't it? Well, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you stand? Amen. Just stand. Hallelujah. I love you, people. Practice all three. What are the keys to the kingdom of God? When the devil tries to come at you, say, devil, I'm not going to let you steal my joy. Because if he steals your joy, he steals your strength. Listen, and the Bible says if you want to rob a man's house, you got to bind the strong man. You got to bind the strong man. Well, the devil knows that. The strong man is the spirit. And you can bind somebody's spirit by making them depressed and stealing their joy. Say, devil, I will not be bound. Strong man, don't you dare be bound another day in your life. Stop letting the devil steal from you. Glory to God. Let the thief steal no more. Amen. Don't you let the devil take your joy. Laugh always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Break free. Somebody say, break free. Hallelujah. Break free. Glory to God. Say, devil, as soon as I'm going to laugh my way out of these binds, I'm going to laugh my ways out of this, and I'm going to get you for stealing out of my house. I haven't lost my joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Having lost my joy. Ha, 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 ha. I still got joy. I still got joy. That's a prophetic word right now. That's a word from the Holy Ghost for somebody in this room right now. You're finding yourself weak, and you got to realize that you're weak because the devil has bound you by stealing your joy. Amen. And if you break free of that, you break free from the bondage of the devil and that depression and those things that would cause you not to rejoice. Guess what? You'll become strong again and you'll kick that thief out of your house. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I really enjoyed you wonderful people tonight. I heard somebody's spirit just now say, I'm in this thing for the long haul. I just heard somebody's spirit cry out there, I'm in this thing for the long haul. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. Hallelujah. Come here, little bro. I love you. Come here. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar, brother. You're going to get your joy. Hallelujah. You got joy. Don't you let the devil come against you. You get right back up. Amen. Get back up and be strong. Don't you think about a thing. Amen. Don't worry about a thing. God can do it for you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, if you're, how do you stay strong in the Lord? Stay in joy. Stay in joy. Stay in joy. Many people are trying to be strong in their own strength. You can't. Stay in joy and you'll be strong. Amen. Stay in joy and you'll be strong. We're just going to pray for you. Is that all right? Because you're a mighty man of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody that feels like you've lost some joy, the devil's trying to steal your joy, get up here right now. We're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that over you. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Y'all feel it. You lost. Come on. Oh, yes. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. Say, I'm going to take my bucket back from the devil. Say, I'm going to get my bucket back. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to refresh myself with that joy. Joy is refreshing. Why? It's because you put joy, the bucket of water, your bucket down there into the water, and you pick it up and you refresh yourself. That's why joy is refreshing. Now, I want you just to rejoice as we pray for you. Is that all right? I just want you to rejoice as you pray for it. Say, I'm going to get the refreshing. And I'm going to speak to those things that have tried to bind you. Those cords, the devil thought he could bind you by stealing your joy. And as you've been bound for a lack of joy, amen, and rejoicing in all things, rejoice in all things and be cheerful in all things, the devil's been stealing from you because you've been immobilized. You can't move around when you don't have joy. Joy mobilizes you and causes you to step out. You're excited about it. God's going to restore your joy in Jesus' name. You get the bucket. And I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding you in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding you now to get your bucket out and you put it in the well and you refresh yourself. Amen. Do it in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to you right now and I'm commanding you in the Holy Ghost to do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Get that bucket out and you put it down in the well and you get it out and you feed your spirit. You water yourself. Say, I will. Say, I will. Draw from the water of life with joy. Say, with joy will I draw from the waters of salvation. Confess it again. Say, with joy I will draw from the water of salvation. That need is going to be met in the bucket of joy. I'm going to pull it up in joy. Hallelujah.
We bless your holy name. Bless you,
Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.